You're listening to Express Yourself on Katie and Kay. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, joined by volunteer host Barbara Froda.
Hey there.
And Babs is going to be leading our next segment. We are joined by actor and two-time world champion fancy dancer Larry Yazzi of the Meskwaki Nation in Tama, Iowa.
I'm very honored to be here.
Oh, we're honored to have you with us today. How's your journey in?
One thing about coming out here to the part of this country is the mountains. Because where I come from is like just flat land and rolling hills. Mm-hmm. And the mountains calm to my spirit, if you know what I mean.
I do. I feel it. Every time I see the mountains here, it just creates a swelling in my heart. Yeah. Well, I wanted to tell folks a little bit about you. So I did my research. And so what I learned is that you are one of the leading experts on Native American dance, an international lecturer, a dancer, a fancy dancer, an eagle dancer, an educator, an actor, and also a founder and the artistic director for the Native Pride Productions.
Wow, you said it all in one sentence. So after high school, I went into college, and there was a calling for me to go out into the world and to share my culture, if you will. And they don't teach you this in textbooks, so I wanted to share my art through music and dance and telling the world who we are as indigenous people, if you will. And so with that, I created a dance company called Native Pride Dancers.
Fantastic. And do you recall the first time you danced?
I was about 7 years old, and my mom put together a regalia for me, and we were very poor. We didn't have much, but I remember that feeling coming out into the arena and just putting my heart into it. And from then on, it just took off from there, because dancing is in my blood, is in my life.
Mm. Can you tell me more about just the tradition around the dances that you perform?
Well, in my community, we have the Meskwaki Indian Powwow, which is held every second weekend in August. So this year we'll be celebrating our 104th annual Meskwaki Indian Powwow. So it's been going on for over 100 years. So that's something to be very proud of. And on top of that, the community honors me to be their MC.
Oh, wonderful. That
yes.
is a big honor.
Very big honor, because I get to tell the stories about the dances. I get to tell how proud we are as Meskwaki people.
Mm. And dance is a lot of that. It is it's storytelling, as well as it's really a movement of emotion, like a literal translation of emotion into movement. And so maybe you can share with me a little bit more about the fancy dance and what that tells, what that teaches, what that expresses.
Oh my God, the fancy dance is a movement of spirit, health. My father once told me that, you know, the feathers that we put on, the regalia that we put on, for example, the eagle feathers. Those eagle feathers dance with us in spirit. They're not dead. They're alive in spirit. So the feathers that you see in our regalia, our animals that we put on our regalia, they come back to life. Mm.
And so, what are the traditional? Like, how do you get the things that create the regalia?
Everything's all handed down to us, and we honor the animals. My father, my late father, once told me that, again, that these animals are not dead. They're spirits. They're spirits that come alive. One time, I went hunting with my dad, and we went coon hunting. We went trap. I checked out the trap line, and every time we picked up an animal, we would pray. We'd pray to that spirit animal for the sacrifice he gave to us as Indian people.
Mm, beautiful. And how is the eagle dance?
The ego dance is one of the most powerful dances that I do today. I honor the eagle in such a way because we believe that the eagle flies the highest of all birds, carries our prayers, carries our message to the creator. And in my language, we call the creator Gichi Manidu. Gichi Manidu created all living things. That you look outside, you see the trees, the animals, the snow, the sky. So to us as indigenous people, we honor these sacred animals. We honor the mountains, the river, the streams, the lakes. So that's how we honor our people.
Mm. Wonderful. And we're in a very lucky place. I know that living in this area is the first time I've ever had the fortune of seeing eagles. I've seen golden eagles and bald eagles and elk, and we're just very fortunate for all the wildlife in this community.
When I do the eagle dance, I honor our veterans as well.
Mm.
So we as Native American people were very honorable people, very spiritual people. So we honor our veterans because veterans, you know, are a very important part of our life, our way of life, of our people. And per capita, Native Americans always honored our people.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So what brings you to the Roaring Fork Valley at this time?
The mountains. So yesterday I had a very good friend of mine, and she hooked me up with passes to go ski at Aspen Mountain.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So after 30 years, I haven't skied in 30 years, so Aspen kicked my ass. Can I say that on air?
I think yesterday was probably one of the best days of the whole season, as far as all the fresh snowpack and the fun powder.
I will say this. When I was on top of the mountain, I was taken by the beauty of the mountains. That's what I mean. That, you know, we as Native American people, we honor all nature. We honor the animals. We honor what God has created for us to live on. So I have to do my diligence to do my part as a Native American, as an educator, to educate our world.
Mm-hmm. And I did read that you are an educator, and I just wanted to ask, what do you feel is your most important teaching? You know, what is the thing that you feel is most important to communicate to folks?
Respect Mother Earth. Mm. Respect, because I don't care who you vote for. I don't care the religion that you practice, that you pray to. I think we're created all as equal as one. And for me, I think we all need to create a better place for our generations to come.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And will you be involved in the upcoming powwow in Aspen with the Ute Foundation?
Yes, I've been invited to be a part of it. I'm going to bring my eagle dance in honor of the people.
Cool.
Wonderful. Yeah, and so that's going to be put on by the Aspen Ute Foundation, the Shining Mountains Powwow, right? And that'll be April 11th at Aspen High School, and it's only $10. 18 and under are free, which I thought that was pretty neat. And also look that you can find out more information at the AspenUteFoundation.net. And so this is the second year, I believe, that they're doing this, right?
Yes, and it's more of a to educate the world, our community, of who we are, that we're still here, and we're alive, we're strong, and we are able to still tell our stories through music and dance.
Mm. Is there a story in particular that you love to tell?
One story I love to tell is that we are still alive, and the eagle dance that I do is very powerful. I honor, again, the veterans. I honor our young people, that we all need to come together as one.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you the most excited about coming out here and participating in this powwow?
Like, once again, the mountains.
The mountains.
The people. People are so nice out here, and everywhere I go, you know, people ask me, are you Native American? And I say, well, yes, I am. And I have the long hair, as you can see, but the radio people out there, I do have long hair, but I honor our people. I honor our way of life as Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larry, you brought a flute with you. I wonder if you would grace us with a song.
This is something that I enjoy playing for the people, for the world, is to bring people as one.
Thank you so much, Larry. And my understanding, too, is that you are going to be around here until Monday. And as an actor and dancer, you wish to invite people to meet you or even give you an opportunity to show your dances here while you're visiting.
I would love to share my culture. I would love to put on my regalia for the people because I don't know. It's just for me to educate the people, to educate the world of who we are, and you know, here in Aspen, here in this part of the country, you get people from all over the world. So I want to show them that we are here, alive and well and strong.
And what's the best way for somebody to get into contact with you?
Just go to our website, nativeprideArts.org, or check me out on Instagram, Larry Yazzie, Yazzie, or Native Pride Dancers on Facebook or Instagram.
Great. Well, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Just reach out to me. Reach out to us. We are still here. We're still alive. I would love to share my culture with everybody.
Any final questions, Bab?
Gosh. What was did you fall on the mountain at all, or did you nail it?
Three times. But I got back up and I brushed myself off and I still finished that mountain.
That's what we do. Yeah, I just got to keep getting back up and keep going for it. Are you going to ski again while you're out here?
Tomorrow, I believe we're going to Buttermilk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of action with the X Games happening.
I appreciate you guys for giving me the time and to give me the airtime to explain who I am and to share my story.
We appreciate you coming in, Larry.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.